17-year-old student in Juba, whom we shall identify with her first name, says she started going through her menstruation cycle at the age of 14. Amok says she did not know what was happening to her body since her parents never told her about menstruation.
It was during holiday. It seemed strange. I was really afraid. I didn't know how to use or what it is, but and so I decided that I have one of my sister who used to have it, so I borrow her pads, and I didn't know also how to use and how to say that I've got my period for the first time.
A 2019 survey conducted by the South Sudan Ministry of Health and National Bureau of Statistics on menstrual health hygiene management across South Sudan found out that 47% of girls believed menstrual blood is harmful. 52% says boys loved hold verbal abuses, causing a high rate of school absence and dropouts. Amok says lack of knowledge on menstrual hygiene has contributed to some early unintended pregnancy among school girls.
Many of my fellow girls got an unintended pregnancy due to the lack of information on menstruation, which in most cases our parents did not give us and neither do our schools, locking other girls in abusive marriage as a result of the pregnancy. In addition, many girls were pulled out of school and forced to child marriage just after seeing their menses due to the negative perception that menses mean marriage, hence increasing mortality rates as their bodies are not yet well developed or built for child delivery.
South Sudan's Ministry of Education and the United Nations Population Fund, or UNEPA, are calling for a joint collaboration and commitment to embark on campaigns that could help in the fight against taboos and negative beliefs around menstruation. Esa Kumu Achire is the Director for Gender Equality and Inclusion in the Ministry of General Education and Instruction. She says some unsafe beliefs associated with menstruation have affected some women and girls across South Sudan.
The South Sudan Coalition on Menstrual Health Management are calling government, development partners, and communities of South Sudan to break the taboo around menstruation and take concrete action to ensure that discrimination mindsets are changed. Women and girls' menstrual health are protected. Such harmful socio-cultural norms, stigma, misconceptions, and taboos around menstruation continue to lead to exclusion and discrimination of women and girls.
Emanuela Duatoka, an activist in South Sudan, says some parents, especially men, still shy away from talking to their girls about menstruation. Duatoka says her non-profit known as African Youth and Adolescence Network is training school girls and community members to overcome some stereotypes about menstruation.
We have actually integrated menstrual health management into our sexual reproductive health programs, including comprehensive sexuality education, on which we have done several trainings in more than 20 schools from Juba, even in other states, to ensure that young girls have the skills they need to locally produce reusable sanitary pads to help them in times of maybe harsh climatic condition or in case of any humanitarian crisis.
According to the findings of the 2019 survey conducted by South Sudan National Ministry of Health and the National Bureau of Statistics on menstrual health hygiene management, some girls can miss up to 5 school days in a month because of the shame associated with menstruation. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.